The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Well, it's something of a hardy perennial, the issue of, pardon the pun, the issue of getting kids to eat their vegetables. And one suggestion of a way to break the deadlock is maybe get them not just to eat them, but to grow them. For more on this, I'm joined by Lily Higgins, who is chef for Super Value's Let's Grow initiative. So what's the theory here, Lily, that if a child grows a cabbage, they're likely to be emotionally invested in it and willing to eat it?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's actually proven they just really feel invested and they feel so proud as well, I think. You know, when they'll get all these little packets of seeds. So basically the Let's Grow program at Super Value is going out to all these primary schools nationwide, distributing seeds and packs and like little magic compost discs where they add water and it just expands. So kids love this, just getting their hands dirty, planting all the seeds. And then it's the journey, you know, that's what they love. It's watching it grow, being so proud of it, having to take care of it. And then they get to harvest it. And then I've created lots of lovely recipes so they can actually eat the food then and make something with it. So it's just bringing them on the full journey of seed to growing it to plate. And kids just love that. You know, it's so interactive. They absolutely love it.
To what extent does it require a parent with some horticultural skill?
Oh, none. Yeah, it's actually none. So the beauty of this actually is it's being done in primary schools. So that's what's really great. And they can enter today, actually, as of today. So at the end of 2025, there'll be nearly 170,000 primary school children will have participated in this campaign, which is so great. So they're learning it together amongst their friends and amongst their classmates. And they'll be able to do it, like lots of schools have little gardens as well attached to them now, but they can also do it in little pots and have it in the classroom and have like their own little polytunnels almost by the windows. And, you know, I'd see this even in my kids' school. They've got all the little pots lined up by the windows and all their little seedlings growing, and they absolutely love it. And you know what? When you start them this young as well, they have it for life. You know, that experience of growing cress and cutting it and making a little sandwich or making a salad or harvesting beans. So it's really important to get them at primary school age learning where their food actually comes from.
Now, which vegetables do you recommend? Because it's a broad spectrum.
Yeah, so it's a huge one. So they have loads of different vegetables. There's going to be a variety of seeds like cress, and then there's peas and salad leaves, beans and sunflowers. So the beauty of these are they're things that kids will eat and that they're familiar with, but they also grow really easily and really quickly. So there's the higher reward things like cress that will spring up, you know, in a week. And then there's things like the peas and the salad leaves, which, you know, you can harvest them so young and you can eat them raw as well. That's the beauty of it. So
now, your only problem with salad leaves is acreage. They take up an awful lot of space for the eating that you get from them.
They do. But you know what I love is just get a big tub and throw all the seeds in there. And it's like having a huge salad in a tub, and you can keep just cutting the leaves and they'll grow back, you know. So that's a really great thing to do, is just have a tub. You could have it on your balcony or out the front door where there's a sunny spot. And it's fantastic. Pack them all in and it's just a huge salad that you can keep harvesting from.
Give us a sense of some of the recipes, because whenever we get texts from people that say, you know, I struggle to get my kids to eat vegetables, there's a little bit of me that thinks, well, maybe you're just not a good cook.
Yeah, well, maybe that could be it sometimes. So one of the recipes is like a pesto made using the cress, you know, so kids, you know, are renowned for loving pasta and pesto. But this way you can actually grow the cress, mix it with a little bit of basil and some of the sunflower seeds and some oil. And then you've got a gorgeous pesto of their own that they can make and that they can do. And we also have a lovely sunflower seed sort of cracker biscuit that's dipped in chocolate. And that is absolutely incredible. So I know they're going to love that one. And then another one then is just a salad where you grate raw beetroot and carrot. So it's sort of kitchen skills as well. You know, they're going to be grating and peeling and chopping. And they can follow all of this online as well, because Super Value and DIY on their social media, they're going to post all the lovely recipes I filmed. So the kids can grow and cook along with me on social media and sort of get ideas from that. You know,
how difficult is it to grow a beetroot?
It's actually grand. You know what? I think put the seed in the ground and forget about it. That's the best thing with beetroot. And you can eat the leaves as well. So they're great. And you know what? Birds don't tend to go at them, you know, the way something like if you're growing blueberries now, for example, you have to cover them, or strawberries. But birds won't bother with beetroot. So it's very easy to grow, and you can harvest them when they're small and young as well, which is great. And cook the leaves as well. So it's a fantastic vegetable for growing in Ireland.
There's a lot to be said. If you can manage to get it in and out of the oven without painting your entire kitchen purple, there's a lot to be said for a roast beetroot.
There is, exactly. I know. And just wrap it in a bit of tin foil and into the air fryer, you know, and then just when you take it out of the air fryer, then you can use the tin foil to scrub off the skin around it. And you've got a perfect little beetroot. So I absolutely love beetroot and just raw. They're so delicious and so good for you as well.
Now, lastly, what about protecting from theft? Because anybody who's messed around with this kind of stuff, you get to the point where either your tomatoes or your strawberries or anything else are starting to look almost ripe. You're like, another day or two, and then you go out and the birds have eaten them.
I know. I think like a little bit of netting is great. And you see the beauty of it when you get kids involved in the garden, they're going to be the ones picking all the stuff, you know, picking all the little strawberries, picking all the little tomatoes. So that's really good. And the peas, like whenever we've grown peas here at home, the kids eat them all in the garden, you know, standing in the garden. And that's perfect. You know, that's absolutely brilliant. And it's worth it. And I mean, if some of the local birds are getting to feast a little bit, that's OK as well, I suppose. It's all part of it, isn't it?
So if people want to find out if it isn't in their school or if it's heading in their school and they want to find out details, where do they go?
So you can go to diy.ie and they've got the full Super Value Let's Grow campaign. All the details are on there.
Lily, thank you very much. That is Lily Higgins, who is chef for the Let's Grow initiative, with thanks to Super Value.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.